Mark Simon has been with us all year long. Great stuff, Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me one last time.
Yeah, this is sort of the wrap-up for us. And, you know, we ask people kind of their thoughts about the season. There's so much ahead, but it is a special day here in San Francisco. The retirement of a 13-year manager, a three World Series champion, Bruce Bochy. So you know the analytics, and maybe you know the man, and you could give us your insight into Bruce Bochy.
I think I brought this up last week, that the thing that impressed me the most with him is the idea that you don't hear a lot from disgruntled players who are upset with him after they leave San Francisco. He seems to run a pretty good ship. They police themselves pretty well. He's got the three rings. I don't think that you can take anything away from that. He's won a bunch of division titles. Clearly, had great success with two teams. To me, the Hall of Fame, that's an easy one. I kind of hope he wins today so he can get the record in San Francisco even Steven. At 1,053 apiece.
That would be pretty cool if it finished with that note, right? That little tagline to the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about, and we've talked at length about this, I think, over the last couple of weeks, but no word from Farhan about successors for Bruce Bochy. It sounded like the Cubs are going to move on from Joe Maddon. I don't know that he would be a candidate, but there's other jobs open now. San Diego's opened up. Who do we look at as a potential follow-up to Bochy?
So Andrew Baggerly did a really good piece the other day where he listed out a lot of people in The Athletic. And it struck me in reading it, it struck me from the way that things have gone for the Giants, that he's going to want to hire somebody that he already knows, which to me rules out a Joe Maddon type in all likelihood. And I think he's going to want to hire someone for whom the understanding is going to be there that this might take a year or two to still get headed in the right direction, given the way that the contracts are set up. The name that jumped out to me from Andrew's story was Eric Chavez, the former third baseman for the A's, who he would know from Oakland, and who was spoken of very highly last year, I believe, when the Angels were looking for a manager. He was up for a job or two, and the thought was that he'll get one eventually. So he was a person that I thought would be a potential fit there. I think it's going to be someone more in that mold. I think Gabe Kapler, if he gets let go in Philly, he's a tougher sell because it didn't go too well for him in Philadelphia. That's another guy that Farhan knows. I think knowledge of the person is going to play a big role in this. He's not going to want to hire a stranger.
I agree with that. But, you know, Joe Maddon kind of knows the analytics, the world of analytics with Theo Epstein. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. I thought the Cubs were going to announce something yesterday, but I guess they're going to wait till after the game today. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Sports Info Solutions. Mark, the Giants, you know, we love to use superlatives, MVPs, and things like that. Who's your guy for the San Francisco Giants?
Will Smith. I think that Will Smith's season was fantastic. He's been good the last couple of years. I think the thing, like, you would probably say if you looked at the traditional stats, they're like, Kenley Jansen didn't have a great year. Chapman had a pretty good year. But there weren't a lot of really elite closers this year. And I think that the thing that stands out is when the game was close, he was terrific. When the outcome really meant something, he was as good as there was. He was arguably better than Kirby Yates as the best traditional members. There was a stat, an analytics stat that is on Fangraphs. It's kind of hidden, but they call it shutdowns and meltdowns. So basically, you get a credit for a shutdown if when you pitch, your chance of winning increases by at least 6%. And he had more shutdowns than Yates, and he had fewer meltdowns than Yates. And I thought that that was pretty indicative of just how valuable he's been. He had that little blip for a couple of weeks where he wasn't all that great, but he's my guy for 2019.
Talking to Mark Simon, Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, I'm wondering, does the Will Smith being your MVP play into how you'll remember this season? A lot of close games played for the Giants. How do you remember 2019?
Yeah, my goodness. 38-16 in one-run games, 39-68 in everything else. So it was like every game was a real struggle for them because they either got beat up Or it was a torture fest because they had a one-run lead late and they had to try and hold it. Dyson and Maranta and Gott and all those guys.
Right.
And to come through at the end. I would say that if I was going to remember the season, I would remember it for Bochy, obviously, and potentially for Bumgarner, but also for the bullpen. So I guess it's the killer bee in a different form, so to speak.
Well, when you get a lot of one-run games, it's torture, and a lot of one-run games means you're not scoring enough runs for me. So I don't like to rely on one-run wins.
Don't want to have to, no.
It takes a lot of people to make that happen. Mark, of course, from Sports Info Solutions, we appreciate all the things you've done this year for us and for the broadcast. Dave and John mention you all the time. But if you had to pick out the World Series champion, where would you go?
Well, by the analytics, I think they would tell you that the Astros are going to do it. But they're handily the favorites, given the starting rotation, the bullpen strength, the defense being really good, and a lineup that 1-9 is outstanding. I don't think I picked them though in the preseason. I think I picked the Yankees, so I think I got to stay with that. I think it's going to be harder for the Yankees because they don't really have the starting pitching, and that if they do it this year, it will be really fascinating because it will be done in a different kind of way because they're not doing it with Verlander and Greinke and Garrett Cole. They're doing it with James Paxton and Tanaka and some bullpen games. And I think that's going to be, if the Yankees do it, it's going to be a really interesting adventure. Whereas if the Astros do it, they could just blow away the rest of the team.
Yeah, traditional baseball, the Yankees do it. It's a bumpy ride, as they like to say, the white knuckle ride coming up. Hey, great having you, Mark. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to chatting with you when spring rolls around.
Awesome.
All right. That is Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter.